Good evening to everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's More Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. We've got an absolutely fantastic call lined up for you guys tonight. What an exciting time we're entering into in Legal Shield. The convention is upon us, just a little over 1 week away, so I encourage you all that if you haven't taken advantage of the Legal Shield promotion to be able to invite a friend for $49.95, you need to get that done before the 5th of this month, and any associate that you've recruited this year that has had any type of production can still get registered for the convention for only $49.95. It is the place to be if you are serious about your Legal Shield business. There is no excuse to not be at the International Convention next week in Oklahoma City. I also want to congratulate the entire organization for having a phenomenal month of March. We're going into the convention with a tremendous amount of momentum, so congratulate you all for having an outstanding and awesome month of March. But to get things kicked off tonight, I'd like to go straight out to Durant, Oklahoma, to a platinum executive director, a millionaire club member, a six-figure income earner, but most importantly, my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy. Thank you very much. Of course, I want to remind everyone that's at the Oklahoma City Convention next week that our More Success Team breakout session will actually be held on Friday, April the 12th at the Sheraton Hotel, which is right across the street from the convention center. We're asking everyone to go straight to the breakout just as soon as possible. It's actually going to be in between the first and second session on Friday. So, you need to go straight over there just as soon as possible. We're going to try to kick it off right at 4:30. I know people will be trying to leave the arena about that time. So if you can get over there just a couple of minutes early and get a seat, it would be a great thing. But make sure and get the word out to your teams so everyone gets there just as soon as possible. You can still go to moresuccessteam.com and register for the breakout. If you haven't done that yet, you definitely need to do that. Jeremy, I want to congratulate you and Stephanie, Team J&S Moore, for such an outstanding job on winning the Destiny Quest contest. You and your team, it was just a fantastic job. You led from beginning to end there. You're going to actually be on stage at the convention, and I just want to let everyone know that when they're on stage, we just really do recognize you and let the More Success Team know that they're number one in the entire company in that contest. So great job. Now, before we go to tonight's special guest speaker, I want to quickly go to the state of Utah to a gentleman that actually joined Legal Shield when he was only 20 years old. In fact, he was working at a job cleaning outhouses for $10 an hour. His wife worked at Walmart. They rarely saw their children, and they just decided, we need a change. And that's when they found Legal Shield. And last week, he actually recruited 7 new associates and was recognized on this morning's leadership call as the number one top recruiter in all of Legal Shield. His upline executive director is Mr. Ryan Burns. He qualified last month as an executive director, which made Mr. Ryan Burns a bronze executive director. And I want to welcome Mr. Lucas Hill to the call. Lucas, are you on?
I am, sir. Can you hear me okay?
I can. Congratulations on being the top recruiter in the entire company last week and on our team also. Congratulations, Lucas.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, so did you just want me to tell you, explain what we've been doing? Or?
Yeah, absolutely. Tell everybody what you've been doing to be the top recruiter and how you're having your success and what you're looking forward to at the convention.
All right, appreciate that. Thank you so much, Mr. Moore. Appreciate all the Moore family for all that you guys have done in this humongous organization. This empire started with the family years ago, and we just appreciate you guys so much. The beginning of the year, I think it all just started with a decision for my wife and I. We wanted some changes this year over last, and I couldn't even put my finger on what that change was. I know that I needed a little more duplication in my organization. I think that using the tools and leveraging on the events had gone down for us, and we were doing a little bit more salesy type activity, and we needed to get back to duplication. That was one. But that was about all I could put my finger on, and I really wasn't sure. And in January, we decided that we wanted to hit executive director in March. So we started preparing for that. But when March came, we were no closer to executive director than we were in January, so we knew we were going to have a big push. But we decided in March to have a huge, personally, my wife and I recruited 11 people in January, in March last month. But we were going for 20. We wanted to do 20 people, and so I guess failing at 11 is a pretty good failure. But I think that what I found at the end of the month was we just needed to work a little bit harder, or maybe even just a little bit smarter. We could be a lot more effective and a lot more efficient in the things that we do with our day and the things that we do with our time. And sometimes even an extra 30 minutes here or there to a certain activity was what made it happen. Our first week in March, we only got one recruit, and our second week in March, we only got one recruit. So we, you know, it was rough, but we were still going for 20. And our third week in March, we got two recruits. So we thought, man, we only got four recruits for the month. But the last week in March, that last run there, we got seven recruits. And I think it was just a compounded effect. They say do two a day, and I think it's true that when we're really doing our two a day every day, or for us last month, my wife and I think it was more like 5 to 10 a day. But when we do that, that compounded effect kicked in. The first week it didn't look good. The second week it didn't look very good. The third week it looked a little bit better. But the fourth week, I couldn't believe the momentum. I mean, in one day we got five recruits. Out of those seven, five of them came in one day. And so it was just wild to see what happens when that momentum kicks in, and then the team, the organization's momentum picks up. And I guess, you know, one of the things that I'll say before I turn it back over to you is all the time, I think people think that they don't have, I hear a lot of people on my team say, I don't have enough time for this, I don't have enough time for that, and I'm trying to work harder, but I don't have time. I think if we just worked a little bit smarter, you know, I mean, I think sometimes people spend too much time on their way home from work, when they could be making dials on the way home from work, or maybe they're taking a 30 or 40 minute shower when they could take a 10 minute shower, if you know what I'm getting at. Just being a little bit faster about things to get to Legal Shield activity. After the whole month was done and I was exhausted at the end of the month, I realized that I could turn around and do this activity all over again. I could. I would have to rearrange some things and really learn how to manage a few other things in my life time wise, but we could do it, and we're going to do it. We're going to do it for another 10, 12, 15, however long it takes to get the ring. And once again, we just appreciate what the company's done with all the promotions, and we're grateful to have qualified for executive director. We're extremely grateful to be part of the More Success team, and we're grateful for Legal Shield. Turn it back over to you, Mr. Moore.
Well, Mr. Hill, thank you so much. We're extremely proud of you and your efforts, and keep up the good work. And I know it'll be a short period of time before you get that $100,000 ring. So, again, congratulations for being the top recruiter in the entire company last week.
Thank you, sir.
All right, now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma. He is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a Platinum Four Executive Director, $500,000 ring earner. Of course, he's leader of our More Success team now for the past 29 years, and that is Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
Loud and clear, Andy, and I also want to congratulate Lucas. What an outstanding job. See, he could have quit after the first week. He could have quit after the second week. He could have quit after the third week, but he did not quit. The secret is, never, never quit. You know, my father told me when I was in school, a young boy, I had a few problems, physical problems, and I come home scratched up and looked a little bad. And my dad said, you know, son, here's the way it is, because we had a few bullies in our school as we did at others. You will never be whipped until you think you are whipped, and you might as well give up because you're whipped. Lucas never thought he was whipped. He did not give up. Because he did not give up, because he stepped in the ring, you know, with the sweat, fire, and because he stepped in, he come out shining like gold. And I predict in the months to come, you're going to see what a great young man he is, what a great team he's going to build because of his attitude of never, never quit. And, Randy, I also want to congratulate Jeremy and Steph and their team. What an honor to be the number one in the whole Legal Shield company, number one. I think it's astounding. So happy to have him on our team. We just got off with Jimmy Parrish, one of the most outstanding trainers Legal Shield's ever had. You did a great talk on the 10 o'clock call. I'm so happy with the production was up this month. Recruiting was up this month. We got the first 3 months over with, and we're headed into the next quarter. And I'll tell you what, it's going to be absolutely fantastic. And I want to put out my saying, if you've never been to convention, don't miss this one. If you have got the others, be sure you get other people to come. This is it. Be like Tony Barkley down in South Carolina and Georgia. get a busload. Those guys down there have got a busloaded down with people. They're going to do training coming, partying. They're going to have a great time, and they're going to go back home even more energized than what they are. And other people are going to do the same thing. So saying all that, Randy, I am so honored to have this next gentleman as my friend. He's a great Christian. He's a good family man. He's a great trainer. He has all these things. But what he really has is he has a passion for humanity. He believes, as I believe, that Harlan Stone Cypher was ordained to bring this company down. I know he's not here now, but he will forever and always be a founder. He had been a little ill, but today, when I was talking to Shirley, he's feeling much better. He always wants to know, how's the team doing, Ken? And I'm proud to report to him today, the team is alive and well. And this gentleman next, Randy, you know, he's a Millionaire Club member. He's vice president and trainer of North Carolina. He's a ring earner. He's so many things I could say. But most of all, one more time, I'd like to introduce my brother and my friend, Mr. Tom.
Good evening, my friend. Can you hear me okay?
Hear you loud and clear, my brother.
Okay. First of all, I want to say what an honor it is to be on a call like this with such high caliber people. You know, the moves, you don't get any better than that. I got a chance to meet you guys, 18 years ago, because I've been doing this 18 years now. And I tell you what, you're the same now that you were 18 years ago. And I appreciate you all, because what you see is what you get. And you guys should be very honored to have leaders like the Moores, Ken and Shirley Moore, and Randy and Pat, and Jeremy and Stephanie. You know, I just love them to death. They're just like family as far as I'm concerned. And I'm not going to tarry, because I know the train can get off this track pretty soon. I would give a couple of accolades, though, to people in you guys' organization, like a Jimmy Parrish and Kyle Kimbrell and a lady that was my personal mentor for several years when I first started being a group VP, and that's Miss Yvette Mayo. A lot of the things I did, I attribute to her and the guidance that she gave me, and I was just tickled to death to see that, you know, sometimes the old school people have to get the young folks in their place. So, I saw she was knocking it out right here the first of the year, and I said, oh, she just decided she just let folks know, hey, don't remember now, I'm still here. But I want to talk a little bit tonight about choices, you know, because today's decisions for the rest of your life, the choices that we make. And, you know, I heard you talking about that gentleman that you were giving accolades then as far as hitting executive director. You know, I always tell people, you know, it's always too soon to quit, but it's never too late to start. It's always too soon to quit, but it's never too late to start. You gotta remember that. See, life is a matter of choices. The only true freedom is the freedom to choose. You know, once we choose, we become the servant of our choices. You got to understand that once we choose, we become the servant of our choices. And the secret of progress and success is found in the choices we make. Never forget, the choice is yours. The choice is yours. Now, ever how long you've been involved in Legal Shield, you made a choice and you made a decision. Now, here's what I want everybody on this call to do. Evaluate this and ask yourself this question. You're going to say self? Am I doing everything I said I would at the time I made my decision? Just ask yourself that question. Am I doing everything I said I would at the time I made my decision? And here's how I like to ask people, Mr. Moore. I like to ask people like this. If there were a trial in the court of law accusing, see, you can ask yourself this question, too. If there were a trial in a court of law accusing me of being an independent associate with Legal Shield, would there be enough evidence to convict me? I mean, you really have to think about that, because, you know, we all sometimes, especially when things are going real well, sometimes, you know, and if your organization is doing real well, sometimes you sit back sometimes and just say, well, you know, I kind of got it made. I don't really have to worry about anything one way or another. But, you know, I noticed the one thing that I noticed the difference in people like Ken and Shirlene Moore, is that no matter what their health situation is, no matter what their life situation is, I don't care what's going on, they still lead by example. They still lead by example. So many times, you know, I've said, you know, I've said to him, man, why don't you just take it easy? I mean, you know, I mean, he's cheated death so many times, and y'all know about Mr. Ken Moore, how he's cheated death. And I said, man, why don't you just take it easy? Don't worry about it. I mean, he said, no, I got to go. I got to go. And see, that's leading by example. So what I'm saying to you is, ask yourself the question, if there were a trial accusing you of being an independent associate with Legal Shield, would there be enough evidence to convict you? I mean, you really have to ask yourself that question. Are you doing everything, you know, and ask yourself this, who did I tell I would do this? Who did I tell I would do the Legal Shield business? Now, see, because your word should be your bond. Your word should be your bond. And see, now we get into the character of our thing, the insight to your character. See, gifts and talents are given to us, but character is something that's developed by us. You know, our character is crucial because it earns the trust of others. So you got to ask yourself the question, when you said that you were going to do this, you told family members, you told friends, you told loved ones, you told neighbors, you told co-workers, hey, I got a new business. I got Legal Shield now. Well, you know, once again, what is it saying about you if you have not done the things necessary to at least put you in a position to succeed? See, you may not get all the success you want to get right away, but at least you should do the activity necessary to put you in a position for success. That's what I'm saying. You know, like going to conferences. You know, this conference is coming up. I mean, I can't emphasize it enough because this is the first year, I think, in my 18 years of doing this, that we've had just one conference that we're having. We're having just one conference this time. So it's not like you can say, well, you know, I'll miss this one. I'll catch the one that's in September. That's not going to be one in September. And if you make a decision right now that you don't want to go, if you've already made a decision right now that you don't want to go, I like what was said on the leadership call earlier today. Well, you know, if there were a wedding or something like that that was going on during that same time period, would you not go? Or would you say, no, I had to go? Well, if you say, yes, I would I would have to go because it says something about my character and why I feel how I feel about the person. Think about this. How many times have you gone to a wedding? You really didn't really want to go. I mean, you really, deep down inside, you really didn't want to go. But you knew you had to go. Why? Because if you didn't go, it said something about how you felt about the person that was getting married. Now, let's flip-flop that now to our business. I mean, think about this. Your regular work that you have, if there were a convention or a conference coming up, a workshop, April the 11th through the 13th, and let's pretend regardless of where you live right now, regardless of where you are on this call, regardless of where your home state is, this convention, this conference for your job was going to be in Oklahoma City at the Cox Convention Center. And here's what your supervisor or your boss said to you. They said, now, you don't have to go to this. I want you to understand something there. You don't have to go to this. You really don't. But let me say this to you. People who attend these conferences will tend to be more successful than people who don't attend these conferences. Now, once again, you don't have to go. You really don't have to go, but I'm just letting you know, people who attend the conferences are more successful, and we're about, on this job that you work on, having successful people. That's all we're about. We're just about having successful people. Now, I'll just leave it in your hands one way or another. Now, here's what I know. If that is your job, and that's what they told you, guess where you're going to be? You're going to be there. And guess what? I don't care what was going on. I don't care what's going on back home. I don't care what was happening. You would say, in fact, your wife or your spouse will say to you, you know you got to go to that now. This is our livelihood. You got to go to that. You couldn't be saying, well, no, I don't think I want to go this time. Maybe I'll go next year. No. They're going to say, you got to go now because we're not guaranteed that you'll have this job next year because they already told you that an evaluation is going to come up. And when they evaluate you, they're going to look at people who went to the conference that were more successful and people who didn't. So you don't want to take a chance on anything like that. So what I'm saying is if you would do it for your job, why would you not do it for your family and for yourself? That's all I'm saying when we talk about stuff like that. Only good character gives us lasting success with people. Strong character communicates credibility and consistency. Our character colors our perspective. We cannot rise above the limitations of our character. See, you have made a commitment. You have said you were going to do some things. Okay? Now, by the way, if you're doing all you're capable of doing, and you have maximized your ability when it comes to this business, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to somebody else that was on the phone. So don't worry about it. Just say, you're just listening on the conversation what I'm saying to somebody else, okay? Okay. Now, all right. What are our values like? Values are like anchors. They hold you steady during rough times. Values are like friends. They stay with you and assure you. Values are like the North Star. They are always dependable to guide you. And values are like a fresh wind. They give you refreshing encouragement. Okay? Now, you got to be self-disciplined in this business. You got to be self-disciplined. So let's talk about six keys to self-discipline. First of all, train yourself to make good use of your time. You got to train yourself to make good use of your time. Number two, study yourself. Identify your strengths and build on them. Number three, know the priorities of your work. Number four, give your time to people who produce results. Now, Mr. Moore, my wife had to get on me with stuff like this because I had a tendency that I was so anxious to try to pull somebody. And the best example I can give is I've seen Mr. Darnell Self do this before when he said that, you know, he's going forward. But what he tended to do was to turn around and try to pull people with him. Well, what he was doing was turning his back on where progress was. So now what he said he had to make a decision to do was just turn around, walk forward, stick his hand back, and whoever wanted to grab it, and they go with him. So, you know, give your time to the people who produce results. Number five, make decisions quickly with limited information. Make decisions quickly with limited information. And then number six, take action whenever possible. Take action whenever possible. Now, we all made a commitment, and commitment is a choice too. One half of knowing what you want is knowing what you must give up before you get it. Okay? Now, I'm just about finished. The seven enemies of commitment, of lifestyle giving up. The first enemy of commitment is a lifestyle of giving up. Second enemy is a wrong belief that life should be easy. A wrong belief that life should be easy. And that's what a lot of people feel like. You know, why I hadn't made it big already? Why I hadn't made my six figures? And my it's always interesting to me when you talk to people, say, well, how much money do you want to make per month? Now, they're making about $40,000 a year. And they say, well, I want to make about $5,000 a month. So how much time do you want to put into it? Well, I can't put no more than 10 or 15 hours a weekend. Now, wait a minute. I'm trying to figure this out now. You make $40,000 a year now, and you're working 40 hours a week. But now you want to work for yourself and work 15 hours a week and make $5,000 a month. Something's wrong with that deal, okay? So a wrong belief that life should be easy. A wrong belief, number three, a wrong belief that success is a destination. A wrong belief that success is a destination. Number four, an attitude of negative thinking. We got to really. My late friend, Mr. Wilbur Smith, used to say we need to do a checkup from the neck up, and that's what we have to do. We need to do a checkup from the neck up and get rid of our stinking thinking, because sometimes we look down, we talk down, we feel down. Some folks are low down, but you know, if you can look up, you can get up. So look at it from a positive standpoint at all times. Number five, an acceptance of other people's fences. Because there's a lot of people, they got some fences they're going to put in your way. Number six, an irrational fear of failure. An irrational fear of failure. Sometimes we are so afraid that we're going to fail until we just don't try sometimes. And then number seven, the last enemy of commitment is a lack of vision. Okay? Now, let me close by saying this. You know, you got to stay on track. You got to know what your why is. Use Legal Shield as a vehicle to get to know your why. You got to crystallize your why. Make sure your why includes someone else as well. You know, I like to say it like this, Mr. Moore. Sometimes I think you got to have a come to Jesus meeting with your family and with your friends and with your loved ones and just tell them, look, this is what I'm doing. This is what I'm trying to do. This is why I'm doing this. And ultimately, is for your benefit. But I need you to stay with me on this. Now, once again, now, we're going back to your character and your commitment. Because if you're asking your family members, if you're having one of those come to Jesus meetings, and you're asking your family members and your friends to stay with you and just kind of be supportive of you, then they can't be supportive of you and they're seeing you not doing some of the things you said you was going to do. So you got to understand that. That's what you got to do. So how do you motivate your team? You by using their why. Now, there's motivation and manipulation. Motivation is for their benefit. Manipulation is for your own benefit. And we got to get rid of the excuses. Because all excuses are as an obstacle you choose not to overcome. That's all an excuse is. It's an obstacle that you choose not to overcome. Here's what I think. If everybody just did this, decided, I'm going to be a minimum performance club, and I just want to make a performance club machine, duplicating performance club, performance club, performance club, duplicating over and over and over again. Now, you're going to get some people that's going to do 10 times what performance club is. But what I'm saying is the minimum, considering what the results of it is. I mean, we're getting ready to go on a trip to Cancun, you know. I mean, and can you imagine? Mr. Moore, I'm going to tell you this in closing. When they said they were going to be changing the Players Club to the Performance Club, I'm going to tell you exactly what I said, and I said this to some people. I said, well, our days of having a two-for-one are over. And they said, what do you mean? I said, well, I just think the change they're going to make is they're going to probably start saying we'd have to do five for the car and five for the trip. And personally, I see nothing wrong with that. Now, don't y'all go back trying to tell Mr. Petrell and all the Legal Shield that, you know, because if they change it, then every one of y'all will stop speaking to me because y'all figure I had something to do with it, okay? But here's what I'm saying. That's what I thought, Mr. Moore. I really did. I thought, I said, well, when they said there's going to be some changes, I said, well, they finally going to stop the two-for-one deal. But they remain the same. You do five, and it counts for a car or a check and a trip. I mean, well, maybe I'm missing something. Maybe I just look at this the wrong way, but I'm just thinking to myself, how in the world can we not do what it is, the minimum of what it takes, considering all the blessings and the benefits that come our way? Let me say this. I love every one of y'all and anything you can do about it. And your success in Legal Shield will be determined by the things you're willing to ignore. Your success in Legal Shield will be determined by the things you are willing to ignore. You're going to have to ignore some things. There's going to be some things that's going to happen. There's going to be some people that's going to say some things to you. There's going to be some people that's going to rub you the wrong way. But guess what? The reason you make and I make what we make compared to what Mr. Moore makes at $500,000 is I guarantee you he's ignored many more things than we have. Things that we let get on our nerves, our last nerve, so to speak, things that we let bother us, guess what he does? He brushes it off, and he says the Lord will take care of it. And as long as we know that and we let him be our guide, you know, heaven belongs to us. Because I'm going to tell you something. The Lord don't want us to just wait until we get up to heaven to have all these benefits and these blessings. He wants us to have this right. I'm convinced, Mr. Moore, I'm convinced more than any other time that the Lord wants me to prosper everything I touch. Everything I touch, every person I talk to, he wants me to be a blessing to them. And if I can bless somebody else, he will bless me. So with that said, sir, back to you.
You know, Agar, what great advice. You know, Agar, I was telling somebody, you know, they said, well, $300 a month is not much. The difference in getting $300 and owing $300 is $600. And, you know, if you just get $300, that's $3,600 a year. That's not a bad bonus in itself. But if you decide you want the BMW, that's $500 a month. So $500 a month is $6,000 a year, and you're going to be doing something for the next 10 years anyhow. So that's an extra $60,000 if you're going to go on the trips. You're throwing away about $100,000 in the next 10 years, easily $100,000 more. Now, who wants to throw away $100,000?
That's right.
You look at
that way,
it's your power. So the difference between getting that $100 and not getting that $100 is $200,000. So, man, I'm not too smart, just a redneck, but I know one thing. I can take a piece of paper, draw a line down through it, put the positive on one side, the negative on the other side, and even when I've been irritated, it's always come out to 85 to 90% positive, and I'm not no fool. My mama didn't raise no idiot. I know the difference between 80% positive and 15% negative, so I believe I'll just stick while I'm doing that 20, 30 more years.
Exactly.
Brother, I'm glad you're up, Line Platinum, even if it's only in our mind. I'm glad you're up, Line Platinum. God bless you and good night. And remember, folks, if it's to be, it's up to me. What he's told you tonight is everything's great, but he'll tell you it's still up to you in your own mindset if you're going to be successful or not. You know, Randy, do you have anything? Jeremy, you have anything you want to say?
I just want to tell Agar that we appreciate him and Michelle, and, you know, we're blessed to have them in our lives, and you've always been a great friend of ours, and we just appreciate you, you know, participating on the call tonight, Agar. Look forward to seeing you in Oklahoma City.
Same here, my friend.
Well, Agar, you know, and I want the world to know how I feel about you. You're part of my family. I appreciate you very much. And, folks, let's keep putting God first. Let's put our family second. Let's put this Legal Shield third, and I promise you, at the end of the journey, we'll be the winners. God bless you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.